Another issue that is on people's minds and at their fingertips online is the internet and telecommunications on the island. As you're aware, there is currently a petition to make changes to the licence fee for VSATs, which is collecting signatures in a range of places across the island. Firstly, are you in support of the petition?
Yeah, I'm in support of the petition because, you know, I personally think petitions are a really important part of the democratic process of our governance. And it's really, really good to know how strongly people feel. I am not at all surprised by the strength of feeling and by the views being expressed. I think, you know, I share some of them, perhaps not all, but I share some. And the internet is so important to all of us. I mean, we largely live online these days. So I think I do think it's good. And I think the way it's been handled is helpful in that they spoke with our team at Gilbert House to make sure that the petition was run in a way that meant that it could be formally presented to the House, because not all, there are certain criteria, I can tell you them all, but certain ways of it being done to make sure it can be presented. So it's been done properly. I think it's gathered a lot of signatures. And again, that doesn't surprise me. So, yeah, I think, you know, I think it's a difficult subject. It's one that I and others have been talking about in the Assembly publicly and behind closed doors about for what feels like a very, very, very long time. Because it is so important, but it's getting the answers of, you know, one of my concerns, I'm repeating myself because I've said this all before, but, you know, I would love to see people have access to cheap, fast internet. But at the same time, I really do want to be reassured that those who need the basic or only want the basic services, and that things like landlines and the 999 system and the radio network, all those bits, that those are not jeopardized. So really keen to take it forward and looking forward to see where we go. And, you know, in terms of petition, I think the other thing to say is it strengthens our case as MLAs, our argument, when it, you know, shows real strength of feeling. So I think it's helpful.
And MLA Spink has sponsor the petition. Did you offer to sponsor it as well?
Yeah, I think literally everybody around the table said they were quite happy to sponsor it. There was some discussion because it's been MLA Spink's portfolio for the last 6 years, and concern's too strong a word. There was some discussion about, was there any conflict there if he was to present it? He got sort of legal advice on that, and the advice was no, it should be absolutely fine. But yeah, any of us would have been happy to take it forward. And I think there will be a process of presenting it to the House and then potentially a select committee, which is going to be really useful. I've only been involved in a couple of select committees and not one quite like this. So I don't know exactly how it will work, but that will potentially allow us to call people forwards for evidence. And yeah, I think it will be really interesting and potentially very useful.
Do you think it'll change anything?
Well, I think something has to change. I don't think I've had that view for some time. And so it's exactly what and exactly how. And that's where, you know, those are the answers I've been looking for a year or more. Much more actually, but is the how.
And what is the general mood at Gilbert House regarding the internet over the last week or so, given a statement issued last Monday about the issues experienced from the start of the month? It can't be good.
Massively frustrated, obviously. You know, I will say I'm not gonna have a go at the you know, the local team at Shaw. I absolutely have no doubt that they're working their socks off to try and make it work, and they must be tearing their hair out. But the reality is, it is massively frustrating when you're unable to do the things you need to do online. We're all experiencing that. We're all feeling largely the same, I'm sure. And
it's not just online. I mean, it's literally basic day-to-day things like paying with card in shops.
Absolutely. Because as we move to more living online, you know, including, I rarely carry cash these days. I just use my card because it's so quick and easy. And so for the businesses, there's enormous impact. For the customers, the same. And, you know, literally everything. And with having had the mobile data off as well, it drives you a bit nuts, to say the least. And so, but I'm certain that Shaw are absolutely aware of all of that.